There is some good news about Zika. Health organizations are reporting fewer cases of Zika-linked birth defects than projected. But as NPR's Micheline Duclef reports, the findings are causing researchers to take a closer look.
In 2015, Brazil had a massive outbreak of Zika, and with it came a surge in birth defects. Thousands of babies were born with very small heads or microcephaly. So when Brazil had another outbreak of Zika in 2016, scientists expected another surge in microcephaly. But Chris Dye at the World Health Organization says that never happened.
We predicted over 1,000 cases of microcephaly, when in fact we had less than 100.
I mean, the difference between 2015 and 2016 is actually quite dramatic, isn't it?
It's spectacular. So this is a huge discrepancy.
Dye and his colleagues say in the New England Journal of Medicine that it's unclear why. But one possibility is that researchers overestimated the number of Zika cases in Brazil last year, that the virus wasn't as big of a problem as they thought, so microcephaly wasn't as bad. That's what Dye thinks. But Albert Koh at Yale University says there's another possibility. Zika may not be working alone. Instead, another infection may make Zika worse and increase the risk of microcephaly. In particular, Koh is concerned about a virus called dengue, which is common in Brazil.
This prior exposure to dengue may actually enhance or promote the risk of birth defects.
Koh is investigating this possibility right now, and if it turns out to be true, then the global threat posed by Zika might be less dire. Micheline Duclef, NPR News.